Now we got here some brass from Nashville. Hey, good looking. Saturday Afternoon Monitor, the program with a smile. Not mine, but I figure somebody will smile today. It'll probably be Flip Wilson just about 3 minutes from now when he talks about women. That's enough to make you laugh out loud. Bobby Sherman sings Easy Come, Easy Go.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know, easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out, now I'm spinning the dial, just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile, didn't I know, easy come and easy go. All right.
Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs. Here's Flip Wilson with his views on women and their shopping sprees.
You know what Mr. told me? He was saying how much pressure women are under from the devil and how the devil just hounds women. You know, that's rough, too, being a minister. And he told me, he said, you're coming here complaining about your problems and I got to wage this constant battle against the devil. I said, yeah, Rev? He told me his wife came in the house a few days before and she had this box. And on the side of this box was written the name of a very exclusive dress shop. The lowest dress was $85. And that was on sale. So she walks in the house, the Rev says, another dress? You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. Just the third dress this week. And his wife tells him, the devil made me buy this dress. Said I didn't want to buy no dress. The devil kept following me. I was going down the street going, and the devil kept following me, and he kept telling me how good I look.
Rev said, I'm not going for that.
He said, every time you do something wrong, you blame it on the devil. So you blamed it on the devil when you ran the car to the side of the church.
It was the devil. You wasn't there. How do you know? He grabbed the steering wheel out of my hand.
Rev said, well, why didn't you step on the brake?
Said, because when he grabbed the steering wheel, I tried to kick him. Kick him and step on the brake at the same time. Said, we had a big fight. And that's why I was in the back seat when you all got the call.
Rev said, well, how'd the devil get you to buy the dress?
She said, I was going out of and the devil sneaked up behind me. She said,
say, mama, look at the dress in the window. Said, that's your size, too. Said, it's on sale, too. Got a lot of them flowers in it like you like, you know. So why don't you treat yourself to that dress?
And I told him, you better cut that out, devil. I already bought two dresses this week. I'm not going to buy no dress. I'm not even going to look at it.
Devil said, well, why don't you try it on? Said, so I'm not going to charge you nothing to try it on. But that's free. You owe yourself a try-on.
I said, devil, you better leave me alone. And he shoved me in the door. The devil just shoved me in that door. He pushed me in the door. I said, devil, stop it, please. The red dress was. I said, cut it out, devil. Then he threatened me and made me try it on. Devil said,
you gonna buy that dress?
I said, I'm not buying no dress, devil. And he pulled a gun. Devil pulled a gun and he threatened me and made me sign your name to a check.
Rip said, well, look, said, how come every time the devil makes you do something, it's something for your benefit? When's the devil gonna do me a favor? And his wife tells him,
he did already. I asked the devil about that. He said if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even have a job.
Flip Wilson for Monitor on Stage. And ladies listening might be interested in knowing that the devil writes his material. Here's Miss Streisand.
Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. When the parade passes by, pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of the lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers I'm gonna carry on. Give me an for the parade.
She smokes 4 packs a day? Before the parade passes by Barbara, and you heard it on the monitor beacon.
For every dollar a college needs to educate a student, it charges only 33 1/3 cents in tuition. Now, this may shock you, particularly if you're sending or planning to send a son or daughter to college. You know tuition bills are high, but costs are higher and rising continuously. Enrollments have tripled in the last 15 years. There are now over 7 million students in our colleges and universities. Buildings, faculties, and new courses to explore new knowledge have required tremendous investments. This has brought about a financial crisis in our colleges and universities. It's a critical situation because 2/3 of the money must somehow come from sources other than tuitions. The difference in dollars amounts to billions. Our colleges must keep higher education moving ahead. To do it, they need more help. The Council for Financial Aid to Education urges you to give to the college of your choice. Present temperature is 41 degrees, sunny and mild this afternoon.
WNBC, New York.
Association sings a new one on monitor, just about the same.
Stop for a moment just to see where you're going, if you're sure that that is what you want to know. Now that you think that the end is worth knowing, back to the start is where you want to go. Hey, everybody is just about the same, just about the same. Hey, when you finally see from where we came,
a basement, now is a very good time of year to fix it up. Make sure it's waterproof before the spring thaw. When you paint the walls, use a latex water-based paint. That allows vapor to pass through the walls without peeling off the paint you went to all that trouble to put on. Now, for a tip to you vice grip owners, if you have to take the hinge pins out of a door, don't go after them with a hammer and a screwdriver. You know you're going to scratch up the door and probably bust your thumb. Lock onto the top of the hinge pin with your vice grip. Then use the hammer on the adjusting screw of the vice grip. The hinge pin will come out easily, quickly, and you won't mar the door at all. And you'll save a finger. Now, if you don't have a vice grip, you really ought to have one. It's the handiest tool you can own. Vice Grip is a pliers, end wrench, pipe wrench, hand vise, and wire cutter all in one. It grips work with a one-ton grip, and believe me, those knurl jaws won't slip. Yet, a flick of your finger releases its locking action. You'll find Vice Grip wherever tools are sold, and you can recognize it easily. Beg your pardon. Got one around my throat. Here's how you recognize it. It looks like a pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Costs under $4. Worth every penny of it and more. Get yourself a Vice Grip, the original locking wrench, and do those jobs a lot quicker and easier. Just make sure the name Vice Grip is stamped right on the tool. Your assurance of top quality. Al Martino sings, "Can't Help Falling in Love with You."
Wise men say, only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be
Sports, and after a six-second pause for switching, we'll have a report from the Bob Hope Desert Classic at Palm Desert, California.
This is Frank Dill, and under cloudless skies with a temperature about 80 degrees, some golf history was made here today when the Vice President of the United States officially became a participant in this tournament. Thousands of fans crowded the first tee as Vice President Spiro T. Agnew joined his golf partners Bob Hope, Senator George Murphy, and professional Doug Sanders. And when Mr. Agnew prepared to tee off, our monitor microphone was there.
He's now ready to hit. Let's listen to the sound of the crowd as the Vice President tees off.
Kind of a hook down the left side and into the gallery. But the Vice President is smiling, a little bit blushing, I might add, a little embarrassed, but the crowd is giving him a good hand. And here comes Bob Hope arriving in his special golf cart, which is made to look like the image of Bob Hope. But Vice President Agnew is officially in the tournament off the first tee, with his first drive hooked into the galleries on the left. Meanwhile, in the professional race for the prize money, our tournament leader Larry Ziegler is playing several miles from here at Bermuda Dunes. He began the day at 16 under in a three-stroke lead. He's completed nine holes today with an even par 36, so he's still 16 under. Bruce Devlin was a late starter at Bermuda Dunes and is 13-under, and at 10-under, Lee Trevino playing here at La Quinta. So the leader, Larry Ziegler, will have to falter in order for the rest of the pros to get back in the ballgame. We've learned that Mr. Agnew's second shot on the first hole proved rather interesting. He sprayed it wildly, and the ball hit his pro partner, Doug Sanders. However, we're happy to say no serious damage was done, and when last seen, the foursome of Sanders, Agnew, Hope, and Murphy was being followed by thousands of enthusiastic spectators. We repeat, the Vice President of the United States is officially a participant in our tournament, the weather is perfect, and the leader is still Larry Ziegler at 16 under par through nine holes of this, the fourth round. Now, after a six-second pause, we switch to Henry Morgan in New York. This is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Frank. We'll get back to you later today and throughout the weekend on Monitor. Comfort's new one, She Let Her Hair Down. In California, one of our monitor stations is KGEE, serving Bakersfield and the southern San Joaquin Valley. All stations speak up, then we'll be back. Morgan. Your tour guide pointing out the old ruins and the new attractions. Here's one, young Mary Hopkins singing Tama Harbor.
In a giant lemon tree, alone my friend and me, both climbed down and crossed the sand until we reached the sea. And the waves come high, high as we swim. Sing a song of Tama Harbor.
parents have been saying to their children, don't sit there daydreaming, do something. Turns out that daydreaming is okay. Dr. Joyce Brothers explains.
At City College of the City University of New York, students are encouraged to daydream. It's part of a continuing program of research on daydreaming being conducted by psychologists Jerome Singer and John Antrobus. In exploring this field, the researchers have discovered that almost all adults engage in some form of daydreaming every day. Most of this daydreaming is done when alone, often while waiting for or riding on trains, subways, and buses. The daydreams are usually clear, visual images that the dreamers find enjoyable. Men don't daydream more than women, but their daydreams are different. Men fantasy about heroics, athletics, and sex. Women daydream about love, physical attractiveness, and fashions. Men and women who, as children, were close to their mothers rather than their fathers, daydream most frequently. And introverts daydream more than extroverts. Adolescents are the champion daydreamers, and people of minority groups do more daydreaming than Anglo-Saxons. Firstborn and only children daydream more than others. They're also the children who can sit still longest. Daydreaming continues into old age, but at that time it's concerned with memories rather than the future. Daydreams can be useful, investigators have found. In one study, subjects were placed in a medical laboratory with electric wires taped to them. Then they were told that they would shortly receive an electric shock. Subjects who were prone to daydream did so to divert themselves from thinking of the coming shock. As a result, their heart rates weren't as rapid as those subjects who sat and waited in fear for the shock to come. Daydreaming can also change the mood of an angry person so that he behaves less aggressively. Dr. Singer believes that man's capacity to daydream is a fundamental characteristic of his constitution. The skilled daydreamer uses this facility to help him plan and anticipate the future, to amuse himself during dull periods, and to change his mood when he wishes. He doesn't daydream when he should be doing something else, like attending classes. Not even at New York City College, where Dr. Singer and his colleagues encourage daydreaming. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Well, if I could just get somebody to pay me a salary for it, I'd daydream full time. Dr. Brothers has prepared a new six-part series on drugs and your children, a guide for parents, which will be carried in newspapers around the country. Here's R.B. Greaves, always something there to remind me.
I walk along the city streets. You used to walk along with me. Every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you? Oh, there is always something that you remind me. Always something that you remind me. I was born to love you. You'll always be a part of me. Ooh. When shadows fall, I still recall the cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, baby? Always something that you remind me. Always something that you remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. We used to share, then go back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you, baby, 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 baby? There's always something that you remind me. Always something that you remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. Always something that you remind me. Always something that you remind me.
I'll tell you, the way things are going, I'm going to give up something. Maybe talking. At 15 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
I'm a big person.
If you want to know what it's like to fly a Pan Am 747, just ask a man who's flown one. We did.
It's more like really sitting in a hotel lounge than in an airplane. It's a completely different feeling altogether. It's quiet. It's very smooth. You have an extremely comfortable chair to sit in. You have every facility, your controls for your own comfort, with your lighting and your controls by your seat, all absolutely first class. It's the first aircraft, or one of the first aircrafts that I've ever flown in, that you can put as many belongings up on the rack above you, which is all enclosed.
Now you can fly a Pan Am 747 to Europe any day of the week at no extra fare. For reservations and information, call a Pan Am travel agent or stop in at any Pan Am ticket office.
Pan Am, by taking the initiative in this, have assured themselves of a tremendous future with this wonderful airplane.
WNBC, New York.
Johnny Cash and June Carter sing If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Thank you. this is Jonathan Winters with Marty Frickert for AMF.
Hi, Boulders. This is Marty Frickert, the girl with the beautiful pins. Talking about a special offer from AMF, the bowling folks. The offer is a 4-foot-tall inflatable bowling pin. Knock it down, it pops right up again. And a giant 30-inch inflatable bowling ball. Talk about big. Wow. They're worth $5.50 each. You get them for just $2 each with the AMF 350 bonus certificate you get when you buy any AMF bowling bag, shoes, or ball, including the bigger Dick Weber All-Pro model.
These inflatables make great toys for the kiddies, or room decorations, or bowling prizes.
Right, Sonny. So to find out where you can get the AMF 350 bonus certificate, phone Plaza 7... Oops, sorry, that's my number. Phone 800-243-6000. Toll free from anywhere in the U.S.
That's 800-243-6000.
If a man answers, hang on.
The business of baseball seems to be all tangled up with contract problems. Here's Joseph Garagiola on the current wrangle for Monitor Sports.
Since there is so much in the news these days about baseball's reserve clause, I thought now might be a good time to discuss what it is and its possible future. The reserve clause, which appears in the contract of every professional baseball player, gives the club the right to the player's services throughout his career and also provides that the club has the right to assign that contract. There is no provision for playing out an option, such as the football player has. In court, baseball is likely to defend that difference by pointing out another: the fact that professional football does not develop its own players. That is done by the colleges. Baseball must subsidize the careers, not only of the players who make it to the major leagues, but also those who don't. It is inaccurate to say that the players are 100% behind the Curt Flood suit aimed at challenging the legality of the reserve clause. It's more accurate to say that there are three groups of players: one which supports Flood, a second which doesn't much care one way or the other, and a third which is opposed to the Flood action. And in that latter group, the most vocal has been Carl Yastrzemski of the Boston Red Sox. The division of opinion is a real thing and might very well result in even more exchanges of bad feeling, such as have already occurred between Yastrzemski and the New York Mets player representative, Ed Cranepool. A change in the reserve clause will not necessarily benefit every player. The six-figure stars will probably see their salaries go even higher. On the other hand, the journeyman player may find himself offered less. Flood is basing his action on the ability of the club to trade him to another club. Now, that is not always a disadvantage. If you're a player on the same team with a star who plays the same position you do, a trade can be most beneficial. For one thing, you can't alternate playing time with another player in baseball, as you might in football or basketball. A substitution in baseball means the player taken out can't return to the game. And also in baseball, the one undisputed truth is that if you want to make money, you must play. If there is no reserve clause, every player becomes a free agent at the end of each season. The next step is domination by the richer clubs. The owner of the Kansas City franchise, Mr. Ewing Kauffman, has already said that take away the reserve clause and he'll guarantee a winner. In the 1890s, the players formed their own league. One reason they were unhappy was the reserve clause. When they got around to forming the players' league, the first thing they did was put in a reserve clause. This story is a long way from over. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Six-figure income? Reserve clause? Aren't sports fun? Okay, here's Peggy Lee's love story.
I like your brother. I like your mother. I like you. Me too. We'll get a preacher. You buy me a ring. We'll hire a band with an accordion, a violin. tenor who can't sing. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. You and me, baby. We'll have a kid. Maybe we'll rent one. He's got to be straight. We don't want a bent one. He'll drink his baby brew from a big brass cup. Someday he may be president. Watching the late show by the fire. When our kids are grown with kids their own, they'll send us away. Play checkers in the sun. Playing checkers can be fun.
Yeah, but do you think a bent kid could be president? All right, straight drivers, don't hug the side of the road, don't hug the middle, don't hug the girl next to you, and listen to this from State Farm.
David Frost here. In some places, it's harder to renew a library card than a driver's license. That's why State Farm Mutual wants you to support the National Highway Safety Bureau's efforts to tighten licensing procedures. Because with a library card, a bad driver can take books out of circulation. With a driver's license, he can take you out of circulation.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Thank you.
S. Reed, Sugar Pie.
News time is coming up now. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Light it up. Radio.
News up. Morgan down.
Radio.
Agriculture keeps the world alive, and when agriculture works, other things grow from it. Things like better health, better markets, better schools, a better way of life. Peace Corps is trying to make things grow in 60 countries around the world. But they need more skilled farmers, right now. If you've ever lived on a farm, if you've majored in agriculture, or if you've worked in agribusiness or government service, you can help. As a Peace Corps volunteer, you'll work in Africa, Asia, or Latin America. You'll make farmers better farmers. You'll make crops better crops. You'll just make things better for yourself and others. Find out where in the world you can help as a farmer in the Peace Corps. Take the Peace Corps placement test on Saturday, February 21st at 1:30 p.m. in Manhattan at the Federal Office Building on Washington Street. Jobs start year-round. The temperature is 41 degrees, sunny and mild this afternoon. Tomorrow the same, even milder. Fair and mild tomorrow afternoon.
WNBC, New York.